Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Asthma affects millions of people worldwide, and Cochrane reviews have investigated a variety of treatments. Michael Abramson from Monash University in Melbourne, Australia, describes an update of one of these, examining the effects of allergen-specific immunotherapy.
Allergen-specific immunotherapy, or desensitizing shots, has long been a controversial treatment for asthma. Although randomized trials have shown beneficial effects on clinically relevant outcomes, there remains a risk of severe and sometimes fatal anaphylaxis. The recommendations of professional bodies have ranged from cautious acceptance to outright dismissal. Our updated Cochrane review tries to find a way through this controversy by assessing the evidence for the beneficial and adverse effects. We searched the Cochrane Airways Group Trials Register in detail up to 2005 and selected randomized controlled trials using injection allergen-specific immunotherapy to treat asthma and reporting at least one clinical outcome. We have been keeping an eye on the literature since then and have seen nothing substantial enough to overturn our latest findings. The updated review includes 88 trials, with 13 added since the last version. There were 42 trials of immunotherapy for house dust mite allergy, 27 for pollen, 10 animal dander, 2 mould and 2 for latex. 6 trials looked at multiple allergens. Overall, there was a significant improvement in asthma symptoms. It would have been necessary to treat only 3 patients with immunotherapy to avoid symptoms deteriorating in 1, and treating 4 patients with immunotherapy would on average avoid 1 requiring more medication. Allergen immunotherapy significantly also reduced allergen-specific bronchial hyperreactivity, with some reduction in non-specific bronchial hyperreactivity as well. However, there was no consistent effect on lung function. Turning to adverse effects, for every 16 patients treated with immunotherapy, one would be expected to develop a local adverse reaction, and one in every 9 patients would be expected to develop a systemic reaction. We have used Kate's plots of happy and unhappy faces to help explain these results graphically within the review. In conclusion, our updated review shows that immunotherapy reduces asthma symptoms and use of asthma medications and improves bronchial hyperreactivity when added to usual care. Information from the one trial that directly compared immunotherapy with inhaled steroids found the benefits of these two therapies might be comparable. However, the possibility of local or systemic adverse effects to immunotherapy must be kept in mind when its use is being considered. Local reactions include lumps in the immediate vicinity of the injection site that can last for days. Systemic reactions include wheezing or hives, near-fatal reactions such as a drop in blood pressure, swelling of the lips and tongue, or severe breathlessness, and fatal reactions. Near-fatal reactions occur around once in a million injections, and a fatal reaction once in 2.5 million injections.
To find out about the different forms of immunotherapy that have been tested, and read more about the overall results of this updated review, go to www.thecochranelibrary.com.